If you listen closely, you may notice that Mishki takes great license with some of the details surrounding the news of the day. Listen at your own amusement. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, KSTP now presents the Mishki Broadcast, featuring the broadcast outcast, transmitting live from his renegade radio outpost here in the final 90 feet of the city of St. Paul.
Top of the evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to hear from some quirky characters tonight, some unusual folks. Glad you're with us. I think it's going to be an enjoyable show. How do I know I'm going to be hearing from flakes and freaks? Well, Boomer, why don't you tell the folks what we have to give away this hour?
A four-pack of tickets to the Nosebleed Suite out at Midway for the Saints.
The Nosebleed Suite is a deck overlooking right center field with some Adirondack chairs. I used to have the shack there before God took it and sent it into splinters along a railway. The deck that was left where my shack used to sit was turned into the Nosebleed Suite, the AM 1500 KSTP Nosebleed Suite. And what you'll win tonight are four seats on this deck. You'll be each in an Adirondack chair with, I think, four Soda Pops, a Boomer, and four hot dogs, and maybe a...
Four chips as well.
Four chips. Now, here's what you'll have to do to win this hour. You'll have to be an unusual and unique character. Different. Something quirky. Something I haven't encountered before. That's what you're going to have to be to win. And I'm going to talk to you and see if you really are. And if you're not, I'm going to hang up on you and bounce you into the ether so quickly it'll make your family's heads spin. 646-TALK, the number here at the station, 646-8255, or long distance 877-615-1500. Is there a specific night that this is for, Boomer?
Not that it's noted on my sheet here. Let me check.
Because we really ought to know these things. It seems silly not to know.
It would be for Monday or Tuesday's game.
Oh, okay, very good. For Monday or Tuesday's game of next week. The home opener for the St. Paul Saints is tomorrow night. Interestingly, it's going to be the first day of spring, too. The sun will be out and it'll be warm. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. So, if you want to sit with some friends and have some Soda Pops and some free dogs and chips and overlook the right center field there, one of the best seats in the house I remember from my years in the shack, why don't you call up and be an unusual, odd, unique character? Tough, isn't it? Little trickier this time. Notice not a single human being is calling. Yeah. I'm not making it as easy tonight. This is the third or fourth night we've done this, and I've decided you're going to have to work for your supper, okay? Long distance 877-615-1500. I'm not seeing a single person calling. What have I done? Wow. Here's the problem. People either are characters and don't know it, in which case they're not calling, or they're not characters and don't know how to be one. I really have thrown a curveball at you, haven't I? Okay, here come the calls now. Hey, hello?
Hello, is this KSTP?
Yes.
Oh, is that, am I speaking to Mishki?
Yes.
I think you are the neatest man around.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I know a man that you know very, very well. He has quite a few books out, and I was in the hospital at St. John's since 1979.
You've been in the hospital since 70?
No, dear. In 1979, I went into treatment for 60 days. And when you talk sometimes, some nights, you know, it really strikes a good chord with me.
Well, let me ask you, when you were in, did you happen to run into my aunt? She was working in that area at St. John's.
Can you describe her to me?
Her name is Doreen Mancy.
Oh, gosh, it's been quite a while ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, as we get older, you know.
Yeah, she was a nurse who worked in that ward of St. John's. Now she's retired, but for a lot of years, you might have run into her. So who do we know? What fella do we know?
Bill Wilson. Dr. Bill Wilson, the author of the AA book.
Bill W.?
Yes, dear.
Well, now you know her.
I also have.
I'm not an alcoholic.
Okay, but you have another problem.
Well, I have another problem. Yeah, but
I do too.
Oh, okay.
And that's why the saints are so important to me. I have Parkinson's disease, and I'm going to see. There's a full circle of therapy that you have to go through. You have to have a support group of people working with you. Mm-hmm. And I go to this special psychiatrist, and it's hard. It's not easy at all, but with God's will, you know, I will get through this. But
so do you have Parkinson's and depression?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But listening to people like you, you know, have gone through this, it's really a great, marvel thing, so.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Out of curiosity, what prompted the call tonight of all nights?
Because I would like to go to Saint so bad to see him, and I would like to be in the area where they have the window that they throw the popcorn and the cracker jacks out the window.
Well, you're going, first of all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Separate from this whole contest, you're going. So I'm going to give you 4 tickets, and then I'm still going to continue the contest.
Thank you, Mishki, so very, very much.
Okay.
I hope I see you sometime, Mishki. You sound like such a neat person.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, and I hope you enjoy the game.
Oh, I will.
Hold on. Let me put you on hold, and I'll get some information from you.
Thank you so very much.
Sure. Okay. Boomer, give her one of those 4 packs, and then we'll continue the contest. I can't not give her one, and yet I don't want to. I don't really want to make her play the game. I really didn't see this going in this direction. Where, I mean, I thought it would be kind of a funny deal, and she's actually a person who's had a tough go, and want to separate her from the funny deal. Okay. Thank you, Boomer. Now, we'll continue this contest. Again, here's how you win. You call up, and you be a character, an oddball, a quirky, unique individual. And the most unique, the person who seems to me to be I don't think you can be most unique, can you? I always got to watch out for those kinds of things. The person who seems most unusual, most original. Can you be most original? I don't know. Anyway, it's a subjective thing. Just get off my back. And I will award that person 4 tickets to see the Saints next week from the Nosebleed Suite, which isn't a Nosebleed Suite at all. It's front row. Just happens to be in right center field. I don't know why they call it the Nosebleed Suite. Nosebleed implies altitude. You're damn near touching the grass. You're alone in right center field on a deck right over the field, staring out at this beautiful scene, the sun setting behind Big Time Minneapolis, the beautiful field spread out before you. You can talk to the center fielder and possibly the right fielder. It's beautiful And it's yours for just being this. Look. Let me talk to Braverman. Is he on? Yeah. Hey, Steve?
Yeah.
Steve, you're not going to win.
But
you are. You know what I didn't anticipate? I didn't anticipate the real quirky folks coming out of the woodwork.
Ladies, yeah, well, they're really coming out because there's a tunnel between here, the Metrodome and the garbage burner, and they've been turning my words around. I think I'm going to win on a writ of habeas corpus or something, you know, but
so far as
my station goes and that, I suggest Stan get on 97.
Could I mention to folks who don't know you, this is not an act, ladies and gentlemen.
No, this is not an act. I used to be a critical care equipment stat runner over here, and I know all about that stuff, and I suggest
Steve,
that I hang up right now.
No, Steve, don't, because I want to say something to you.
Yeah, it's straight, right?
Steve.
Look, you're very good journalist, so far as, you know, the Kennedy stuff and that.
Steve, you called Stanley Hubbard and threatened my life.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I
did.
That's not true.
And
but
now,
I got to go.
Okay, bye. And not only is true, I just wanted you
Misty.
To... Who are you... Was that? Is that your nurse in the background?
Yes, it is. Now, let me explain what I told Stan.
Steve, yes.
Tommy Misty, and I'm on the air.
Could I speak to your nurse?
I'm supposed to hang up because they said it's not an appropriate place.
Are you in the bug house?
Yeah, and I put myself in here. She's asked me to hang up. I'm sorry. I'll write you a letter.
Hey, Steve, I love you.
Yeah.
No, I do. I really do. I love you.
Yeah, I'm trying to hang up the phone. She's asking me to hang up the phone.
I know, but Steve, I love you.
I'll tune you in, okay? You can say what I do, too, as in sense of agape and eros, you know?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All goodbye. Right.
Bye, Steve. I shouldn't have done this tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Steve Braverman, who earlier this year called Stanley Hubbard. And Mr. Hubbard, from time to time, answers his own phone. One of the nice things about having a station, the last media outlet here, the last broadcasting operation, run by a family right here in the Twin Cities. One of the nice things about that is you call and occasionally the boss actually picks up the phone, the head of the whole thing. Well, the time he happens to pick it up on this particular week, there's Steve. Now, Steve's been calling for many years, but he has never threatened my life before. On this particular occasion, he did. And here's how I found out about it. I'm finishing my show one night, midnight, and a cop, St. Paul cop, they hire cops to work downstairs at the door. I forget which guy it was. Which cop was that who came to the door? What?
Larry.
That was Larry. Okay, Larry comes. Larry's been here for a long time. Larry comes to the door and says, "You want an escort to your car?" Now, never in my 14 years at KSTP has a cop asked if I want an escort to the car. And I say, "Well, what's going on?" And he says, "Oh, you didn't hear? Oh, I'm sorry." And I'm a little nervous now. And he said, "We got word that your life was threatened." And I said, "Son of a gun, I didn't know that." And then he proceeds to tell me that the call had come in to Mr. Hubbard, and he answered, and the guy threatens my life. And then Mr. Hubbard says, "Who is this?" And the guy says, "Steve Braverman." I don't know where else in America you can have your life threatened and have the guy, when a person says, "Who is this?" tell you. So it's kind of a Minnesota nice thing. I don't know. So he says, "Steve Braverman, well, we have a whole big security apparatus here, and there's all sorts of things kick into high gear when something like this happens." And they find out that, well, and Steve's had some trouble also in the last 6-8 months with the Secret Service because he also threatened President Bush. And for that, he had to go away for a while, not into prison where you are supposed to go, but into the bug house where I guess he is tonight. But they said they doubted he was a threat to me because he was immobile. I think he's maybe confined to a chair or something and is almost blind, they said. But Steve's a paranoid schizophrenic, and he sends me all sorts of material, written material, about conspiracies and things. And I guess I became a buddy of his during the Kennedy stuff I did, during the Kennedy assassination stuff. Now, a lot of shows here at KSTP would not welcome guys like Steve, but I have an affection for them. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm mentally ill myself, but I'm fond of them. I don't know why. I gravitate toward them, and I find them endearing. But even when my life is threatened. So I do this thing tonight, this promo, and there's Steve. Now, I don't even think he wanted the tickets, did he? I mean, but should I have come up with a different idea? Maybe we should just do the fifth caller. Who else is? I'm just going to keep moving here. Alan?
Yes, it's about time you gave me the phone. Lots of times I hang you up. I listen to KSP all the time. Lots of times I go off at 10, but you are intelligent, and lots of your programs I listen to, and it's great. Tonight's great. The lady deserves the tickets. You are a saint, because you picked up on that right away. Yeah. If I win, give my tickets to the family of Vicks, the St. Paul policeman. And the last guy, you were just talking now. See, I'm catch-up. I've got my radio already turned on, so I'm playing catch-up. This Steve, you just... The last thing I heard you say before you picked up was you got an affinity to that. You said maybe you're mentally nuts or whatever. We all are. That's why we're here on planet Earth. It's good you backed up that. In other words, I'm agreeing with you, saying you have an empathy for that, but don't do it after tonight because you just gave him power. He's listening to the radio. If he's calling you on this, he's got a plan. Okay, now to get to what you advertised. Unusual, odd, quirkiness, or whatever. Okay, my name's Alan. I'm a harmonist. There hasn't been anybody I can find of us for a couple hundred years. We constantly play pickle in the middle, is what it boils down to. And it's a rough life.
You're a what? I'm sorry, a harmonist?
They call us the harmonist. They came out of Dutch and German and stuff like that, married into Native American Indian. They founded a bunch of stuff in Pennsylvania, and then in Minnesota, the town of Harmony, Minnesota was named after it. Harmony, Pennsylvania. I can't find another one left.
Uh-huh.
In other words, my brother's dead.
Uh-huh.
And in other words, I couldn't find any cousins, nothing left. The last one. Get it? Unless I can find one over you. That's why I don't care about the tickets. Give it to Vic's kids. Or, you know, right. Anybody else involved in my life. But
yeah. Alan, did you go to Vogel's funeral?
No.
Okay.
Vogel?
Don.
No, I didn't. But I remember you even... See, I've listened to radio since I was a child, but that's a different story.
I just all of a sudden thought I might have talked to you at his wake, actually. But no. Yeah, you've been calling this station for a long time, haven't you?
Well, I've listened since way back in the...
You're not a regular caller?
Only of his about last 3 months, maybe four,
okay.
I've got the time and the cell phone and
uh-huh.
other things in life where if I make a statement, I can get it done now and...
Uh-huh.
In other words...
Right. Okay.
I'm up there in life, I'll say that.
Okay, could I put you on hold?
Well, sure.
All right, thank you. We'll just keep going here. Al?
Hey, Blo, how are you? I've been listening for a while. I think I got an idea how you are.
Where are you, Al?
Down at the Amico. Hey, if you're going to give me tickets, don't give them to me.
Yeah, give them to the Vicks.
No, give them to that little kid that you told that there was no Santa Claus to. That'd be the best thing to do.
That was years ago, Al. He's a grown man now.
Well, he's like 46. I know.
Hey, Al, how far is the Amico from your home?
Oh, probably about a block.
Uh-huh. Al, is there any way at all we could get you a phone?
Well, I tell you what, I'll call Don tomorrow and I'll leave a number. My cell minutes ran out, and I bought one of these crazy cell phones
uh-huh.
that say, hey, you buy this and this is what uh-huh. you get. their units are not minutes, they're like 15 seconds.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you kind of get screwed on that. That's the only reason I haven't called you at home.
Yeah. Okay, Al. Any interest at all in a landline at home?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Tom. But, you know, hey, listen, I'm self-supporting. You know, you don't have to do that. But, again, on those tickets, if you can get Fred to take one of the tickets, I'd go with Fred, and if you want to go, you, me, and Fred. Wouldn't that be a trio?
Well, sure.
What a trips to Toronto.
Yeah, you know, I might take you up on that, Al. What are you going to do? Can you leave your phone number?
Sure, but again, it's not working right now, but it will work. It's just
okay.
As soon as I get my numbers in there.
Okay, I'm going to get your phone number off the air.
Hey, thanks, Tommy. Okay. Nice to talk to you.
You too, Al. Hey, can you get Al's phone number, Boomer? Jeff?
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Fine.
My name's Jeff. I'm a telemarketer. And listen to the show a lot. Wanted to call and talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, did you give out the tickets already? Or?
No.
No. No? No? Because I enjoy going to sports games, stuff like that. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, that's not working. Ken?
Hello.
Hi.
Mickey.
Yeah.
It's Tim.
Tim?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Tim.
Well, when you talk about odd and quirky, I've been meaning to call you anyway, but can't say you got very many callers who shinnies up a telephone pole and taps into the wire to call you.
That's what you're doing right now, Tim?
Pretty much, yeah. That's what I did last time I called you, too.
You go up a telephone pole?
Yeah.
You sound like you're inside right now, indoors.
Well.
In fact, I'm sure you are.
No. I'm hooked up to somebody else's line here.
You're up in the air outdoors on a pole?
No, I'm not up in the air, but you remember I called you a couple weeks ago. I'm up in, I'm the guy who's a prospector.
Oh, yeah, sure, Tim. Up in Orr, Minnesota.
Yeah, there you go.
But where are you right now, Tim?
I'm tapped into somebody else's line.
Are you outside?
No, I'm in kind of an alcove right now.
Well, how is that possible? What do you mean an alcove?
You know, like a little, a carport, kind of.
What happens if they pick up their phone?
I hadn't thought of that.
No, but what happens if they do? What, will they hear us?
I don't know, but anyway, I'm not robbing anybody. I'm calling the 800 number, so.
Uh-huh. Do you know whose line you're using right now, Tim?
No, I'm not quite too sure, no, uh-uh.
But this is how you make your calls, usually?
Well, this is the second one I've made to you since I moved up here, yeah.
But is it the second call total you've made, or do you call other people?
No, just you.
That is unusual.
Yeah.
Tim, you wouldn't even come down and use the tickets. You're up in Orr.
Uh-huh. No, I don't think I'd make it down there anyway. I can't leave my digs right now, but I've been meaning to call you anyway and just see what's going on down there.
How is the prospecting, Tim?
Oh, getting a little color every now and then.
Well, sun?
What's that?
Color?
Yeah, a little flake, you know, stuff like that once in a while.
Now, there's not really a lot of gold that I'm aware of in northern Minnesota.
It's here. You just got to look real
hard
for it.
No, but I don't think it is, Tim. Why do you think it is?
Well, I'm not too far from Rainy Lake. They had a pretty big find up there.
How long are you going to look before you hang it up and maybe do something else?
Well, I might be out here all week long sometimes and other times.
No, but I mean, you figure another half a year or how long you think you'll pursue this prospecting?
I'm not too sure.
Anybody else prospecting in northern Minnesota or are you about it?
A lot of people. There was a real big find near Ely a while back.
What's a big find?
Oh, some guy, he got some nuggets, some dust.
Yeah, but see what you're saying? A big find is some dust.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suppose that buys him?
I'm not too sure. It all depends on where he takes it.
Right, but chances are maybe a couple $100.
Uh-huh.
That's the big find.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not exactly in 1849 California country.
No, I'm not doing this to get rich. I'm not doing this to get rich at all.
You're doing it for the...
I got a pension, so that's what I pretty much live off of, but I'm doing it just because, well, for starters, nobody tells you what to do. I'm working for myself.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is odd. Well, golly, let me put you on hold briefly here.
Sure.
Can we give everybody tickets? Hello, Phyllis.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi.
Hey. How many people can you have on hold?
Oh, lots.
Oh, okay.
What's going on
well,
with you,
I have to be that egg, that eyeball that we were supposed to go to Mickey's Diner about 4 months ago. Because,
we were.
Now that eyeball is red because it's been crying because it never got the chance to do that.
I think I lost your phone number. I'm glad you called.
You lost my phone number. You can't forget this one. It's so easy.
No, you want to have breakfast in the morning?
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
What time?
Well, I don't want to say because then someone else will show. But can you have breakfast tomorrow? I'll talk to you off the air about it.
Sounds good to me, Tommy.
Okay, hang on. Okay. We'll get that taken care of. We'll go have breakfast. Okay, we need a winner. Oh, God. Alan, you say you don't really even want him?
You talking to me now? I'm still on hold.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
It's me.
You don't really sound like you want them.
Well, of course I would, because what I would do is either go with somebody else or hand them away to somebody who needed them. In other words, that's why I said you're in tune. I know you're intelligent, because the lady that called right before me, she needed them.
Al, what do you do for a living?
I'm actually retired, but I was a welder about 25 years. I have heart failure because I was a welder. Too many fumes.
What's unusual about you again? You're starting to sound normal to me.
You said unusual, odd, quirky. I'm the only harmonist that I can find.
That's right, harmonist. Okay, hang on. Well, Tim isn't even going to go. Tim, you're not even going, right?
No, not really. I just called to say how the heck you doing, pretty much. And
all right, Tim, I got to take a break, so I'm going to say goodbye. Is that okay?
Yeah, I heard you're looking for a Cherokee.
Yeah, or a Wagoneer, Jeep Wagoneer.
Yeah, I think I seen one. I'll call you one of these nights and let you know about it.
Thanks, Tim.
Take care.
Good luck prospecting there. Okay, sure, Al. They're yours. Okay, Alan? Yeah.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, Alan, I'm going to just give them to you.
Really?
Yeah, you're a harmonist or something.
Cool.
Yeah, hang on.